A military spokesman on Wednesday confirmed to VOA that Thailand will repatriate the Hmong within about a week. They have been living at the Hoai Nam Khao camp in Thailand's northern Phetchabun province. Many of the Hmong at the camp fear persecution by Lao authorities if they are sent back and are believed to want political asylum. Thailand says they will be repatriated on a voluntary basis, but has never allowed the United Nations Refugee Agency or any third party to assess their refugee status or monitor their return. Giuseppe De Vincentis is the UN Refugee Agency's deputy representative for the region.
The whole process of identifying and assessing these cases has lacked some transparency so far. So UNHCR has always requested, of course, to be given access to these people to ascertain both, of course, to look into their status as well as to ascertain the element of voluntariness in their return.
The aid group Doctors Without Borders pulled out of the camp earlier this year, blaming Thai military pressure to coerce the refugees back to Laos. Thai authorities deny any pressure. Many Hmong fought with the United States against communist forces during the Vietnam War and say the Lao government has discriminated against their families ever since. Zhou Va Young says his father fought against the Lao communists. He escaped from the Hoai Nam Khao camp, fearing he would be sent back to Laos. He says he would never return to Laos, but he is also wanted by Thai authorities. He says he will hide with his family, but if the Thai authorities see him, they will send him to jail or back to Laos. He asks that the UN help him and his family leave Thailand so they can have a better future. Panattan Wattanayagorn is a Thai government spokesman.
We listen to these complaints quite closely. We also have our own fact-finding. And our fact-finding indicated that the people who have been sent back are very happy.
The Thai and Lao governments agreed they would repatriate the Hmong before the end of 2009. Another group of about 158 Hmong with refugee status are being held at Thailand's Nong Khai Detention Center. That group has been in custody for over 3 years. Despite offers from the United States and other countries to give them asylum, Thailand has refused to let them leave. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.